Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Starting today, you will believe an ass this fat can fit into a cartridge this small.
I'm not fat. I'm getting in shape.
You better be.
Just cut it out.
Because South Park is under attack.
3300 hippie.
Ooh, naughty.
Make love.
Not war.
Move along.
I pot on your grave.
Hey, stupid. I'm over here.
Comedy Central South Park, the video game.
Howdy-ho.
From Acclaim.
Yeah, beef cake.
Oh boy. Hey, everybody, what are you doing? This is Play Retro. What are you doing there?
What are you doing there? Get your hands out your pants. What are you doing over there?
Yeah, what do you think you're doing? Anyway, hey, it is Play Retro, and I'm one of your hosts, Scott Johnson. And when I throw snowballs, I expect them to kill Kenny. I also think that GoldenEye could learn a thing or two from this, even though it's a little ugly and very messy. At least the creators are doing the voices. I'm sure there'll never be a good South Park game again. Oh, wait, there will be some 25 years later. Take your time.
Take your time. And I'm your other host, Brian Dunaway. And these turkeys are really starting to piss me off. They will not respect my authority. Fine. I'll just play as Kenny. Oh, my God. They killed me. Fine. Stan or Kyle. I'll pick one of those guys. Gobbly, gobbly, you foul feathered vermin. Taste my plunger gun. And all is 64-bit glory as I rub my controller nub in your general direction. That little... Oh. Yeah, because these controllers suck, man. To rock. Screw you guys. I'm going home. There you go. There's South Park salad. Hope you're enjoying it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big South Park salad, the traditional Thanksgiving meal that just keeps giving back. We're going to talk about South Park's N64 game, which was the first South Park game.
First.
And there have been some since. There have been some really
crappy
ones. The
first and best. Oh, boy. People would be mad about me saying that. Go ahead.
Ooh, Stick of Truth would have a word with you because Stick of Truth is so good. And Fractured Butthole is pretty good, too. But I think Stick of Truth kind of is the best of all of them. But
yeah, I'm with you. Stick of Truth is really good.
It took a long time to get there, though. So this one held, I think this one held court for a long time as the clear leader. And we're going to talk all about it in a second. Before we do, though, had a bit of a runaround with Steam. They've taken pretty good care of me over time. Not Steam, but Valve, I guess.
Yeah.
And remember this.
I don't like Steam.
That was Brian back in the day, although he's changed his tune lately and now says, oh, what did I do with your other one?
Try it.
No.
You have it.
No. No.
It's up to you.
You can do it.
Where is this?
You can never find it. I hate Steam. You must have that ready.
I'm going to find it. Hold on. Steam. It's going to piss me off.
Every time.
Okay, Steam.
I love Steam.
There it is. I knew it was in there somewhere.
I love Steam. That's
after
the lawsuit.
You love Steam. Anyway, so the day that they launched the new OLED Steam Decks.
Yeah, which recently, right? Last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it was like a week ago or something. They had a whole thing where like, all right, at this time on this day, we're going to open up orders. So my daughter was getting one and I was going to get one and then sell our previous models. That's the plan.
Yeah.
And so we get on to do this. And right away, it's a shit show. Things aren't working. The stuff hangs. It didn't matter on mobile, desktop. It was just a problem. It's just too many people all at
once. That's right. That means it's success. They're doing well. They're selling lots of them.
Yeah. And I had a special edition in my cart, and so did she. But then we kept getting kicked out, and it's starting over and all this stuff. We thought that meant, well, we probably still have them in the cart. Maybe. We don't know. We finally get back in there after waiting just for the site to work, and it said, out of stock, this one. I'm like, well, shit, fine. Give me the other standard one then. They still had those, it said. So I got those. Then the thing crashed again. Kept having all these problems. Eventually that goes through and says, these are out of stock. And then they posted online, we just canceled a bunch of bot orders. So
there we go. Back in there. I was about to be mad because exactly what I was thinking. It's right here before Christmas.
Yep.
And you know how it's been for the last couple of years.
Scalpers,
you
baby.
Got these buy bots and they pick them up and they sell them for twice the price. What a bunch of jerks.
I know. I hate it. So that all happened and they said, we're reopening it. So I go back in there and now it says the one I wanted is in stock again. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to pity around. I'm just going to get this. So I complete the order. It does finally go through. It took a little bit. Before it finally did, I kept getting an error saying, you've tried to purchase too much today. You're going to have to wait a while.
Are you some kind of bot?
But then they let that go.
Turn this wheel around until the goat's head is up its ass.
Yeah, exactly. And they also changed the rules. So on their buying page, it said, eligible for anyone who's purchased something on Steam prior to this month or something.
That's smart.
Yeah. So they wouldn't take any accounts and do that. Yeah.
And then you have to have purchases. That would be smart.
Yeah. They should have done that to start with, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get it in. It says it's done. And it tells me 4 to 5 days it'll be here. In four to five days. No
business
big deal.
Days or those real days?
Business days. Okay. Although it may be weekends. I don't know. They deliver Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So then the other, Carter, is still fighting. She's pissed because she thinks she's screwed and she really wanted that collector's edition or the limited edition. And so she kept pounding at it. Nothing's working for her. It's telling her she spent too much. She can't do anything. So it's just not working. She calls her sister and her sister says, well, let me try from here. And it lets her right in.
Oh,
I think we had an IP thing going here. Yeah, so she gets right in. She places her order. It says they still have the collectors in stock for the limited. And I'm over here going, are you freaking kidding me? But it still says 2 to 8 weeks or something. So I was like, well, you know what? I'll be okay with the standard because I don't want to wait 8 weeks for anything. That sucks. Yeah. So enjoy that. There you go. So she did that, locked it in. Guess who got their Steam Deck yesterday in the mail? Carter did, the limited edition that was supposedly not even existing at the very least. And at the most, it was going to take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks to get here.
Right.
And guess who doesn't have their standard edition that told me it would take 4 days? Oh. They just packaged it today. That's fine. I'm not going to die. But what a whack-a-ma-doo, trip-a-doo that was. And I think part of it is because we were right there on time, and this is when the bots were hitting. They were resetting. You know, like, it's our own fault for being greedy. Not greedy, but just like, you know.
I was a bit greedy, you know, being available to make the purchase.
We were the tip of the spear, Brian. Just poking
in there.
We were
the tip of the spear. So the question is, I guess, here's an interesting question.
Go.
So I wonder if they put a higher shipping, like did they give it, did they like send one through FedEx and one through some other means or something?
Well, mine's UPS. Hers was UPS. As far as I know, they have a deal with UPS.
Okay, so same service. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So it could be, maybe something related to that. Who knows? I mean, it was such a flash in the pan that maybe they just, they're bungled over there. I don't know who's doing all their fulfillment.
Mr. Bungle,
you screwed up
Mr.
again.
Mr. Bungle.
So she's up there playing on this thing, and I gotta say,
Scott's downstairs screaming.
The OLED screen is freaking beautiful, vibrant as hell. Yeah. And also that thing weighs half as much as mine does, and has double the hardware.
Really interesting.
So I don't know what they did to get the weight down, but it's just lighter.
They put it on a diet. They told it not to do. They did the opposite of the beefcake.
I guess so. An OLED will actually save you battery because it only flicks on lights it needs instead of the LED, which is lights on all the time.
Yeah, backlight and all that good crap. Right?
Yeah, I'm excited, though. When it gets here, I have to go through the whole dance again to get all my emulation on there, but I'm looking forward to seeing what's changed with that a little bit. You know, see if anything's gotten tweaked or better.
They got a new icon. I know that. Me out. I was like, where'd my icon go? And I'm like, there it is. Oh, they changed.
Oh, that always throws me when they do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick a good logo and be happy with yourselves. All right.
Look, I can learn stuff over and over again.
Every time I go to a website that has integration for Twitter and they haven't changed anything, it just annoys me because it's still a little bird icon and it's Twitter and it makes me go, that's right. But even Sony quit using, Sony pulled the ability to share your clips on Twitter because we're not paying $50,000 a year for this. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid. Who would do that? No offense to anyone who does. Let's move on. Hey, Brian, what'd you do this week with your world of gaming and retro?
Hey, man. So I got my Meta Quest 3. Yeah. I'm continuing to enjoy. People really don't give enough retro love in their VR worlds, especially with the Meta Quest 3 now being a little bit of the AR stuff. So you can do augmented reality. In this case, I did just that. I'm playing Contra in my living room in VR pass-through, and it is amazing. Put my Meta Quest on. I load up some software called 3D Sen VR. That's 3D S-E-N. That's NES backwards, Brian. So you can play a bunch of... You can play a bunch of NES games if there are profiles written for them. Just throw your ROMs in there, load up the profile, and then you can play, and it's so trippy because with the pass-through, it looks just like you're in the room, but then you got Contra in your face or you got Mario. It's so cool. And you can rotate the worlds around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I even went as far as making my own profiles. So this isn't automated. This application called 3D Sen VR, which you can pick up on Steam for like $20. So you hook up your Oculus. You hook up your Meta Quest. You can do AirLink, which is where you connect to a PC over your Wi-Fi. And then you launch your Steam VR. And then you launch this application called 3D Sen VR. And you load up your ROM. And next thing you know, you're playing Mario. And right in front of you see your kids back there, right? You just put it right in front of your kids. I don't have to look at your kids now. Don't have to look at the kids.
No, nope.
I'm going to look at Mario. Totally trippy because you get to play Mario in a whole. So Super Mario Brothers, played a million times. I'm like, there's nothing new here. There is if you switch it to top down. So like I can rotate the cameras and do top down.
Yeah.
It is so freaking cool. Spy Hunter.
It sounds awesome. I want this. I want this now.
Dude. Is so much fun.
Give this to me now, right?
You can get it now. Get your Oculus. It should work on. You got the Quest 2, right? You got the Oculus. You got the Meta.
I got the 2.
The Oculus.
You got the Meta Quest 2. Sorry, yeah, I keep saying Oculus as well. Is the 2 capable? It'll do it?
You can do it, but it doesn't have the pass-through because the pass-through is just black and white on the Meta Quest 2. So it's not as impressive, but you can play in immersion mode, and it's still really cool seeing your favorite 2D NES games like a pseudo 3D kind of thing. And also, if you're using this application, you can also export a particular scene to an object file. What does that mean? It means I can bring it into my 3D slicer and I can print out a pixel 3D version, like almost like a voxel version of Mario. Ooh. Straight from the original artwork, pixel stuff.
That's cool.
And they're getting away with it too, kids, because... 3D Sen can sell this on.
Was that you were doing a Lucky Charms deal? Was that what that was?
Yeah, that's okay. Right, kids. So,
oh no, Tricks is for kids. Sorry, Tricks.
Yeah, Tricks are for kids. Yeah. Fools. So they get away with this, and they can sell this on Steam because they don't actually do anything with the ROMs. You're writing something on top of it. You're writing a profile on top of it that gives information for the 3D application to extrude these pixels. It's brilliant. I love it. I'm having so much fun.
That sounds great. That's awesome. Yeah. Look at you doing weird shit.
You know me, man. If I could do some weird shit, sign me up.
Yeah, sign you up for some weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. This is kind of my kind of weird shit. I love it. Well done. Let's dive into our topic this week and spend as little time as possible me looking for the damn clip. There it is. I found it. Here we go.
Shall we play a game?
We shall indeed. Folks, it's time to talk about the first-person shooter game that most of you have forgotten about. Maybe you haven't, I don't know, but it was based on the first few seasons of South Park. Really early stuff. You could hear in that commercial, that is old-school Cartman talking, which is very slurry and very spitty. It's very different than now. He's changed a lot of that characterization. But anyway, it took mostly its inspiration from the episode Starvin' Marvin.
Yeah,
The elephant makes love to a pig, and Carmen gets an anal probe. These are the three.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of stuff from the volcano episode, which is like episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
I watched season 1. I watched some of the episodes from season 1 to kind of get caught back up because I was like, I'm not getting some of these references. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about Patrick Duffy's leg.
on the volcano.
Patrick Duffy's leg. Totally forgot about that.
Forgot about that. Yep.
What's the one where Cartman cooks the kid's parents into chili or something? Do you remember that?
Is that Starvin' Marvin?
Was that Starvin' Marvin? It might have been. God, I don't remember. That one was, I remember that was the episode where I went, okay, so this show, this is going to go places.
Yeah.
And this is where we're at. So it's fine. It's totally fine. Yeah. And I'm still a fan and I love it. But I remember being a little shocked by that episode.
Shocked, I say. Shocked.
But this game is like in the vein of like your GoldenEye in terms of like, what kind of game is it? It's a shooter. It's you play with an N64 controller, or I guess was there a PlayStation version? No.
There was a PlayStation version as well as a Windows version later on. And you played this. And the reason why it looks so much like GoldenEye is because guess what? Guess what, baby? The Turok 2 engine was what they used. That's what they had on hand. Iguana was like, oh, you want us to develop a game in 6 months?
Yeah, we'll make it in Turok. Yeah.
Oh, we've got Turok 2 engine.
Not only that they used, I remember I may be wrong about this, but I think the pack, what was that called? The little expansion pack with memory in it that boosted.
Yeah, the memory
stuff.
Pack. Yeah, yep.
Expansion pack. I'm pretty sure that worked on this game. I think
it did. It did. Well, the memory and the rumble works on this game. So that's, I guess, awesome. You have to choose between the two because I think you have memory card.
Could you do both? I don't remember you being able to do both. Maybe. I don't know. Long time ago.
Now I'm trying to remember. Now I'm. Yeah, I got one right behind me, and yet still.
Yet who knows?
I can't remember.
Neither of us had need to try it. But the game itself, I actually thought kind of held up weirdly. I'm having a fun time revisiting it. It's a mess, okay? It's not like, I'm pretty sure you can't look up or down, right?
You can look up and down. It's very difficult, especially with the N64 controller. I busted out my Mayflash USB to GoldenEye N64 controller. Mm-hmm. And I played this as intended, and it was still a disaster. You can look up and down though.
Okay.
Yes.
I never. Well, I guess I just didn't experience an up or down look.
You could also had two controller choices here. You could play it like GoldenEye, mm-hmm. or you could play it like Turok 2. That's the two controller setups, and I preferred the GoldenEye setup.
I did too. That was the one I was used to. So that's the one I stuck with.
Used to as well.
The multiplayer is fun. Split screen.
That's the part I didn't get to visit this time. I remember playing it very briefly on the PlayStation way back in the day. I think I either rented it from Blockbuster or I picked it up in a real good deal and my friends played it. We didn't play it very much in multiplayer, but that's where this game really shines. End up playing just a single player this week.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance.
Nothing wrong with that. Listen to some of this audio here. You get the running around throwing snowballs. You get a little bit of the kids. Yes. There sure were a lot of turkeys in this game.
That was the inspiration. So there's as Chef comes out and tells us all about it. Chef tells us there's a comet headed towards Earth and is making everything go wonky. A la Maximum Overdrive, Night of the Comet kind of idea, right? And so the first level is the turkey level. It's probably what most people remember the most because after you get through the turkey level, like, okay, that was fun. Well, let's do something else.
Yeah, it opens up some after that. But
right.
So
there's like, I think, five chapters, episodes, whatever you want to call it, where you deal with different things. But the turkey is the most things people remember. And it's very Thanksgiving-y, right? Because this thing was released right before Christmas 98. Only one season of South Park at this point had been
one full season. Yeah, that's true. They had more on the way. But it was early episodes. It was early in the process of this game. Of this entire franchise being anything, you know.
Yeah.
Game or otherwise. And I had a lot of fun with it. I think I bought it on the day it came out and made a big deal out of it with some friends and we all played it and thought it was a good time.
It was Iguana and Acclaim, by the way. Eventually Acclaim bought Iguana, but I thought it was fun. It was fine. It is exactly what I remember playing in the N64 era. You know, first person shooter. With, you know, funny weapons. We have dodgeballs, everything that you would think about in a South Park game. So it's not like violent like Quake, even though that's where they started it. They started out with kind of a Quake idea where they were going to have the kids going around gibbing each other and everything. And then there was a whole thing with a school shooting about that time. Gee, rewind.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to kind of like cartoon it up a little bit. But yeah, Chef let you know right at the top. He's like, oh, there's Comic coming. It's messing everything up. So you got to fight turkeys. You got to fight these big, turkey robot things. And they make me laugh because it looks really like Robot Chicken. And I was like, oh, that's kind of wild. But also those big giant turkeys, the boss turkeys who were heading towards the town of South Park, they shat out eggs and or they shat out the turkeys that they come. That's where they're coming from, by the way. They're being shat out by the big robo turkeys, I suppose.
Yeah,
because that's what you
because that's what a robot turkey would do, dude.
Yeah, that's what he would do, dude.
Yeah, don't mess with shit like that.
I had it enabled to cheats because
you? I did all right. I wasn't having too hard of a time, but you're having a rough time with it.
Oh, I wasn't having a rough time. I just wasn't getting far enough in the game. I was fighting turkeys a lot.
And
when you start out, you only have snowballs. You can do an alternate fire where you pee on it. It throws a little bit slower, but it has splash damage. And it just takes a while, and you eventually work your way up to, dodgeball.
I love how nonchalantly you just described how you pee on these balls and make them have splash damage. Yeah. It's just the South Park thing. Boy, the draw-in. This is my biggest complaint. I'm seeing it on the video right now. The draw-in is terrible. Terrible.
Right.
Like the view distance is shit back then.
It is, and it's even worse. And that's indicative of the Turok engine. Wait till you look at if you haven't pulled it up. The N64 looks a lot better, in my opinion, than the PlayStation 1.
Oh, no, PS1 looks terrible. Everything pops. And, at least this grows, like the mountainside will grow in, whereas on the PlayStation, it was like... Beep, 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 beep.
It's all fog. Those vertices are all fogged out. You can't see. On the PC version, had a little bit of that, too. But everything looks better on the N64. Even though it controls worse, the PlayStation version plays a lot better, but looks a lot worse.
Yeah.
I think I enjoyed the N64 for several reasons. One of them being how the graphics are rendered. And secondarily, the audio is so much better on the N64, which is a cart. And you would think, oh, I'm getting the PlayStation version on a CD. It is going to have all that multimedia. So I'm going to get to hear Matt and Trey do do their voice work, which they did. And it's going to be a lot better. But come to find out, the people who ported over to the PlayStation, it just doesn't sound as good. The turkeys in the N64 version, while they're kind of annoying, they're kind of hilarious because there's like this depth to the turkey warbling.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like this. So as you get hoarded upon by all these turkeys, it doesn't really necessarily get annoying. But if you play the PlayStation version, it's just this messed up, compressed. It's just like,
it's really bad. Good. I don't know what happened there. I think they had maybe a limit on RAM and hold all that audio and visual stuff in RAM and not play it straight from the disc. That's a bigger overhead.
I think that was probably. I think you're right. I think the access to data was there, but the instant access wasn't as readily available.
Plus, again, like you mentioned, this game took them a little less shy of a year.
Yeah, like
and they did it in an engine that wasn't made for it. And, there's a lot of reasons why this is kind of a rush job, but I still enjoy it,
I enjoy it for a couple of reasons. Nostalgia first. And then secondarily, it's not broken. It's still a fun game.
Yeah, it's
all right. I say the N64 version is not broken. They adjusted the AI in the PlayStation version. It seemed like on the N64 version, The AI was dumber, so they led the enemies down paths. So they would say, okay, this enemy needs to go down this way and come back up this way. And they're always kind of in the same lane, but it made sense. Whereas the PS version, it like they tried to add some intelligence to it. And so, but they're more like magnets. So if you're like on a hill that's higher than the turkeys, they'll just all run to the bottom of the hill and just stand there.
Yeah, they can't. They can't go up. Yeah,
yeah, and they'll never come up because they don't follow the lanes. So you have to go down.
Yeah,
and so that was disappointing in that. But
it's just stuff like that. It's that sounds like
era.
This problems with the era. Really, it's not really they wouldn't do that today.
Exactly. I could say this about a million games. This is not necessarily something
Turok included, by the way.
Right.
Turok 2, man. I played the first one and it's running behind me right now on my CRTs, but I don't think I ever played the second one, and I don't think I missed much of anything. I think it did much better just playing the South Park game, I believe. I think it had enough Turok on the other.
I was pretty sure that this was the studio that, or this was the studio at the time that would have made this game here in Salt Lake City, but Acclaim Studio Salt Lake City, which included Iguana Entertainment,
right,
and Sculpture Software and all those guys, they were all here. And I'm trying to find it here. They are known for the Super Star Wars series, the Doom SNES port, the Mortal Kombat ports.
Yes.
Mortal Kombat 3 for DOS, Genesis, Mega Drive, and SNES. And then I'm looking down here. It looks like the last thing they did was Legends of Wrestling, and even before they were done with that, that got shifted down to the, let's see, this went to Austin, and now they're all closed, including Austin, but right. It was a big layoff here. They're like 200-300 people in town were screwed. It was bad.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's bad.
I was not happy. We were not happy about that. Yeah.
Well, that's bad news, but on a lighter note, I will tell you this, the butthole tech.
Oh, on the turkey buttholes, man? Oh, man.
The turkey buttholes on the N64 version is way better.
Top shelf.
It's shaped properly. But then the one that's on the PlayStation, it's all cattywampus. But you know, that's, once again, it's the shape of those. The shape of the graphics is kind of being shown.
Yeah,
what's going on?
But it's funny though. It's a weird thing to say. How are your turkey buttholes? But this game cares about that. It cares about.
It really
the buttholes.
Did. And if that's your primary thing, then definitely play the N64
good news.
Version.
Yeah, good news. If you're really into turkey buttholes, we got good news for you. And the boss fight I watched, didn't play it. I watched this one.
Yes.
The butthole was literally the blinky red part that you had to aim for like you do in a boss fight.
Yeah.
So, take that, everyone.
Welcome to South Park, exactly as you expect. Some things that didn't make it, we had talked about it briefly, Scuzzlebutt, which was from that volcano episode,
yeah.
Is he has Patrick Duffy for a leg. And they say, I want to call bullshit on this one. They said that he was intended to be a boss, Scuzzlebutt.
Really?
But they said they didn't do it because of Patrick Duffy's, because the Patrick Duffy leg. I'm like, you are so full of shit.
I saw
that episode,
yeah.
And your guys are 3D rendering this stuff in the N64. No way. Would there be even a chance that Patrick Duffy would have, or his law team would have done anything?
I guess if you bring it up, if you name it, but if they can do the parody in the show and not pay Patrick Duffy, the game shouldn't be any different.
Right. And they don't have to. I mean, Scuzzlebutt would still be recognizable without the Patrick Duffy leg. It's only a visual gag for half a second in the episode of Volcano. That's just bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
I think they had not enough time and they were out of time. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think we're out of time. Now, I like playing. You got your four primary characters there. You got, you know, you, we talked about it, Top Cartman, you know, Kyle, Stan,
Cartman, Stan, and Kenny.
And you could play any one of those. Doesn't really matter. What you do essentially is, I don't understand some of the game mechanics of it, though. Once again, rush job out the door. You have to like collect your friends as you go along. So whoever you are, let's say you're playing Cartman, you got to go pick up other characters along the way as you shoot. And they show up in the weirdest places and they'll like yell at you, hey, over here, hey, over here. And you go get them. And you just touch them, you tag them, and they go along with you. And I'm like, okay, well, what was the point?
And you can go straight, like in multiplayer, you can go straight to having one of these characters, but in the single player, you got to go unlock them.
You got to unlock them or do the cheats like I did. Built-in cheats in the game system, built-in cheats in the system, or you can use something like a Game Shark. I also did some of that too. But you just type
look
in
at you, N64 codes. Game Shark in it. Oh my gosh, dude.
Ah, yeah, I did that on my RetroArch. I did the cheats there, which was I could use the God mode essentially, and I could unlock all the weapons, which is what I needed to do because I was like, I don't know if I can play through all these levels to, you know, get everything like the cow thing. You got Terrence and Philip where you can, they're, you throw them and they're like grenades.
Yeah.
So it's all
fart grenades, the cows, right?
The explosion.
They're like fart
grenades. Fart grenades. Yeah. That's what they do. They go,
lots of
that.
Yeah.
Look, if you're South playing Park. The N64 South Park game and you don't know you're going to get a lot,
you haven't been
paying attention.
Yeah. We got news for you about South Park. Let us explain, especially back then. It was way more farts and
everything was a fart joke.
Yeah. Whereas today, I don't know, they're much more, the satire has reached new levels and it's a different level of that. But, you know, Times
I really change. Wish they could have gotten through. I wish they had a little more time for development. They did want to get this out. I believe Acclaim had picked up the licensing right like halfway through the first season of South Park. So they got it really cheap because I'm sure over at South Park, they were like, when Acclaim comes in, you know, they're legit, mm-hmm. you know, and they come in and go, hey, we'd like to get the license for this video game. And yeah. Matt and Trey were probably like, yeah, are you kidding me? We don't even know if this thing's going to even last another episode.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. Back then they didn't know.
Yeah.
It felt up. Everything felt very ephemeral to them. They've said as much. They're like, yeah, we didn't think this was going to keep going.
No. So they did that. I hate that they didn't have more development time because I really wanted to do the things they had outlined. They were talking about modes of play like capture the flag, though. That would have been fun. Grudge match, kick the baby, whatever that is. That sounds amazingly
terrible.
Horrific. I love it. Well, instead, what we got, you know, is death match.
Yeah.
Mode, which is great because you can play a lot of the characters from that first season. You can, play tons of, like, it's up to 16 characters, I think. So everybody who was in that first season is pretty much.
Well, let me tell you when was a great time for Deathmatch. 1998. Popular time. I don't know if you've seen it yet. I'm going to watch it tonight, but Valve put up a Half-Life documentary. Do you see this at all?
I haven't seen it yet, but I was reading that was coming.
Yeah, and it looks great. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen a few quotes from Gabe and some others. But they also put up a new version that fixed a bunch of people's problems, I guess, Half-Life Source. Now it's just called Half-Life, and it's better. And people were playing it yesterday. Like, it was free, and you could just... Awesome. People are deathmatching left and right in there. I have so many
memories. Sounds like it's time for a play retro episode of Half-Life.
I mean, it came out in 98. That's old.
It's the same year as this game.
Yeah, same year. A year after GoldenEye, right? I think.
That's right. Year after GoldenEye, man. So it fits right in quite nicely. Oh, but I love that this game was fun for me to revisit the really old episodes from season one and hear all those dumb jokes and Cartmanisms. Cartmanisms?
Yep. Is that early Cartmanisms. Yeah, early Cartman stuff. Very different than current Cartman stuff.
Oh, much.
He's way more... the word. He was kind of a one-trick pony back then. He's just like
very much
him, him, and just like, you know, get that
and that kind of stuff. Yeah
it doesn't do that now. There's a new game coming out called Snow Day. Let's see.
Oh yes, I did see that.
Let me see if I can
which
find
is perfect
that.
Because it's more on this stuff, right? It's more the Snow Day stuff.
Snow,
because it's you know, it's South Park. There's always snow in South Park.
Here it is. Listen to him now. Here's some audio. Whoops.
Play another game? Okay, new kid, we have all new rules this time. Now you can play alone or with three of your closest friends. Unless you don't have any friends, then you can just join matchmaking and play with randos.
Anyway.
Totally different.
Very, very different. But this game, by the way, looks pretty rad. It's called Snow Day. Comes out next year. And it feels like a return in some ways to what we're covering today.
Right.
With the exception of it, I think there's some tactical shit going on, and it's also kind of top-down third person. It's not first person.
Oh, this looks,
It looks great, though. Exactly. Yeah. It's a total continuation of the RPGs. Yeah. How much RPG play is in it, I can't tell. It seems mostly action. But it's meant to be, you know, Cartman's still the wizard doing the DM job, and all the kids are all trying to, you know, go on quests and stuff. So it looks like it's very action oriented, and it's back to 3D instead of that 2D stuff. But I'll check this out.
Oh, I'm totally, sign me up, because I really had fun with the first South Park game, even though it's real easy. No one's going to, I don't think I'm going to argue anyone and say it was a good game, but it is a fun game, at least for a little while. If nothing else, you may get into it and find that you want to play all the way through and to get all the weapons, you know, like the Nerf gun is way cool. It's very fast, repeating weapon.
Sure.
Very satisfying to, especially when you go back and kill the turkeys and stuff. This is a lot of fun. I had a blast with it.
How about this one? Well, you didn't play this one because it never came out. Yeah. It was canceled.
I didn't play this one. And if this is this the Game Boy Color?
Yeah, this Game Boy Color game that never got the light of day. There's video. The prototype got leaked and it's out there. Yeah, it's 2016, was it?
Yeah.
You can see it being played. It's it's weird. It's like a...
I played this and I liked it more than I should have.
It reminds me from what I played, or I didn't play it, I watched it. It reminded me of Lost Vikings a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I can kind of see that. Yeah, it's very much that Lost Viking. You got to switch between each of the kids to, because each one of them has their own abilities. I think Cartman, oddly enough, is the fastest. So when you're like collecting things, he's fast. I think, can't remember if it's Kyle or Stan. One of them has, oh, it must be Kyle has a bouncy hat, so you can jump on his hat. This also, by the way, takes place at the same time as the other one, with, you know, the comet coming and odd things happening and turkeys and that kind of stuff, but with a much more cute slant, 2D sprites on a Game Boy Color. But each of the characters has their own special abilities. I think Stan is the one who can flip switches and trigger things. And I think also throw. I ended up throwing Cartman a lot. Kenny, I can't remember what his skill is.
At first, you're going off to save Kenny. I can't remember. I don't know what happens later, but you have to go get him. He's trapped somewhere.
Kenny is stuck, and you basically have to environmental puzzle your way through some platforming to move all the characters to the places they have to be to trigger everything, so you can unlock Kenny, so you can retrieve him from his is he the bus stop or something? Not exactly sure, but I will say, this game is kind of fun. It's challenging too, because it's all time-based. Mm-hmm. So you have to figure out, you have to switch between the characters quickly by hitting the select button and get them to each of their positions, which is either going to be to stack them so you can jump, or it's going to be, you know, flip switches and everything. Got fall damage, so I got to be careful about that. But it was a lot of fun. I hated that this game is complete. It just never saw the light of day.
Would have been great if it came out. And especially, like I said, I'm watching it here going, oh man, this is Lost Vikings. I love Lost Vikings. Let's go.
Yes, I will send you the prototype. You already have it. It's available for download. I'll send the link to
you. Okay, yeah, I'd like to try it.
It's quick, easy to set up. It's fun to play. It's pretty much finished. It also suffered from Matt and Trey hating it, and they pretty much killed it, because I was like, what is going for the Game Boy? Isn't that mostly for kids? And it's like, that's not what South Park is about. And so it kind of got canned. Mm-hmm. And they hated the South Park game too. They thought that was...
They didn't like that one.
No, they didn't like it. They didn't like Rally. They didn't like anything until
I think Stick of Truth was, because they had so much directorial control, and also the game ended up mimicking exactly what the show looked like, you know.
Exactly. They were pretty much hands off on all. It's just like anything else. They were in the throes of creating a show. They ain't got no time to go be fully invested into side projects like video games until later on, when they started handing off some of the show work to other people they trusted, and they started, you know, they really started focusing, saying, okay, so people obviously want a game. Yeah. Let's give them something good.
And there's other mentions worth mentioning. For example, this existed. That sounds like Cartman driving around in a car. It's because it is. Back Cart in, time. What year was this? 2000.
That was... 2000. Right. We talked about this briefly on one of our IP cart games, I think.
Yeah, we brought it up, I think. I remember really liking this, and I thought it had potential. It's the kind of game they should remake now. Yes. This would be a better game today with a modern graphic treatment and all the things we've learned and know.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it feels a little... this feels really dated to me now. It's not what it used to be.
It really does. But it was a lot of fun. It was one of the first, you know, other than Mario Kart, because I had played Mario Kart, but I didn't have experience with many other carts. But this proved that the kart formula itself was fine. You just plugged in your favorite, you know, TV show characters, and you had fun with it. We've talked recently about the Road Rage and the Simpsons stuff, which went a little further, and this was kind of their attempt to make something in that vein without as much exploration and stuff you would see.
Sure. It's just, you know, it's the Mario Kart craze, but let's do it in South Park time and all that. It's funny you brought that up. I just read something that said the original developers of Hit and Run had something like 4 sequels planned potentially. Yes. And, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that was an ability in this game just now that I saw in video.
Yeah, anyway, unlocking the Hussein.
Saddam Hussein thing. It was basically like the squid ink in Mario Kart that gets in your face and you can't see. It's like that.
It's is such trash. This game is just trash.
It's just trash. So much fun. Great trash, though. Anyway, those guys said they had four sequels worth of ideas and plans, and then they got kiboshed by the studio. It was really bumming me out.
Yeah.
Because I could have gone for more of that. There's lots
of definitely gone for some
lots more. Of more farting in this game, too, by the way, if you want farts.
Oh, yeah. Lots more farts. And this is just, it's not a good game, but it's so much fun because when you're jonesing for things like, you know, South Park, I remember I just couldn't get enough of it. It's just like at the time I couldn't get enough. It was like, oh, I need more. I need more. I need give me everything.
Guess what? They could give you more and then you're going to hate it. And that comes in a form of a game called, well, I'll play audio first.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Chef's Love Shack. I'm your host, Chef. Today, one of our lucky ladies is going to win a passion-filled weekend with me. Roy, let's meet our very lovely contestants.
Lovely lady number one is Eric Cartman.
You get the idea. It's a trivia game.
He's
by the way. I don't think it's good. I think this is the worst of the batch. I think this is a bad game.
The quiz part, which is the core of the game, is the worst part of this game. Only had like, I did some reading on this one. Only had like 400 questions. So you're obviously going to quickly run into repeats. Where this game shines is the mini games. You're just trying to get past the super trivia crap so you can move on to the mini game stuff, which is where, you know, once again, it's like, I need more South Park. But if the best thing you can say about something is that the mini games are good, you ain't got a lot.
Yeah. It's just, and also this one, the jokes are trying to be South Park funny and they fall short. They are not like the show. This was not written by Matt or Trey or anyone else on the main team there. This was all game studio stuff. They probably really hated this because the jokes are shit.
I don't even know if this even hit their radar. They don't talk about it. Like, they talk about Rally in the first game. You know, they shit on it a pretty good bit in interviews. But they never even mentioned this one. So I think it was one of those things. It's like, was that even a game?
It feels like it kind of wasn't. Yeah, for them. Yeah. Certainly not for them. There's no way this was considered good. Although I do like this little Paperboy pizza delivery mini game here.
Yeah. There's a lot of nods. So if you're a retro gamer, this ROM is worth playing if you want to see what it's like to have clone versions of all your favorite arcade games like Paperboy, Asteroids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that's what the mini games are.
Yeah, and it's fun. That stuff I agree with you. It's the best part. But this trivia stuff, dumb. The jokes are dumb. The story is dumb, and not in a good way. All right, so
not in a good
avoid
way at all.
Avoid this one. I would say. Look at it if you want. I mean, don't avoid anything.
You want. It's Thanksgiving. You're full of turkey and dressing. You got your Steam Deck out and you got Emu Deck on it. You got your OLED. It's really bright. Maybe too bright. You got to turn down just a little bit.
You do have to turn it down just a tiny bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you've gone over to Abandonware or someplace like that. My Abandonware or someplace. And you've got this ROM. Sure. Play it. Mm-hmm.
I also like, by the way, your recommendation that if you're looking for something like it,
and you
want something that's just sort of in this vein, you recommend High on Life. And I would agree. High on Life, despite all the controversies with Justin Roiland and everything, is kind of what maybe a modern take on this sort of humor would be.
Yeah, it's a modern reincarnation of that sound.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, there's no multiplayer in it. There might be co-op, I can't remember. Yeah. But I played a good portion of the story and enjoyed it. When I hit Game Pass, that's where I played it. I thought it was a pretty fun time. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying South Park should just straight up remake these old games. I'm just saying, like, especially the cart game, you have an opportunity here. Get that going.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. I mean, how are you? There are all kinds of great new examples of carts. This is plug and play. Yeah,
there's a Garfield car racer, dude.
It's pretty good.
It's all right. Like, if they can have that, you can have that, you know?
You're not going to have anything new in a cart game. It is a formula, but we all love getting a chance to play as our favorite characters for just a minute. Just, you know, it's dumb fun.
I agree.
I'm not going to win no awards.
No.
But.
Like, if you came to me today and said, Scott, what's the definitive South Park video game experience? I would say Stick of Truth without hesitation. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even pause. I will have fondness for these old games, but that game is a legitimately really great RPG and also has the best writing of anything they've done in the game form. So do that. But if you want to go back and hear what Chef sounded like before they fired him, You know, all that stuff. Here's your chance. All right, get in there.
Here's your chance. Get in there. You know you want it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
You know, right. You want some.
I know I want some of this.
Destroy it.
Time for Guess My Game. This is where we play an old clip from an old game, and then we try to guess what the sound is. Chat room usually shouts out some form of Choplifter.
Yeah, Choplifter is definitely going to get a mention in the chat. Just us mentioning Choplifter is probably going to get a echo back of Choplifter in the chat room.
Probably, because that's what they do, and it's fine. They should be who they are. Mine is a PC game, and your hints are PC 1998. You can ask up to three questions and three questions.
So this is the same year as this game. It's just on the PC.
On the PC. I did that on purpose. I was like, you know what? Let's find something in that age or in that range. I found a 98 game. I'll give you a hint right away. It is not Half-Life. Okay.
Which is also not Half-Life. Okay. All right.
So here is your audio. See if you can figure it out.
So, Gerard, I suspect you have a good reason for pulling me away from my duties.
Your vodka can wait, my good Alexei. Come, stand here. You need to see this.
We've all seen the tapes 100.
You've seen nothing. Dissecting a dead in a lab is one thing. Unleashing them on men is another.
All right, I cut out a little thing at the end that would have given it away, but
okay,
that's mostly the original intro audio. So do you know what that game is, or what are your questions?
It's just not Half-Life.
Comrade Lifter, says the chat.
Comrade Lifter. That is brilliant.
Yeah, all right, shut it down. That's amazing. All right, anyway.
Yeah, so let's get some questions in here. Oh, are you still playing the audio?
Yeah, it's just looping back there. Yeah. Okay. You want to hear more?
Is this 98 Windows.
You've seen the tapes 100.
You've seen nothing.
1998.
Very Russian.
Here's my other hints. Very popular game. Very, very popular.
Okay. Is this a first or third person game?
It is not. It is
You don't have to tell me that. That's what I was saying.
It's definitely not.
All right. I'm just kind of ruling out things I don't think it is.
This is a way to do it. That's fine. Totally fine.
Right. This is one way to do it. Yeah. Is this the first in a series of games that we're talking about?
It is part of a first game in a series. Yes. Okay. I mean, I'll just tell you, it's an expansion to a first game that would then go on to have, more would come later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's definitely Russians in it, right? Okay.
That's your second question, I think.
Is this Gorbachev's Choplifter? No.
Gorbachev lifter. Definitely not that.
I
can't believe anybody in the chat does not have this. This is blowing my mind.
Oh, they don't have it? Okay.
Mind blown. I'm actually shocked that nobody got it.
Yes. Shocked, I say.
Because I think I would have gotten this if it was you doing it to me.
You think so?
I'll tell you why. This guy here.
All seen the tapes 100.
You've seen nothing.
That guy.
You've seen nothing.
He is all up in this shit, this guy.
Well, now I'm worried. All right, so one more question.
Go.
PC, is this a is this okay? I know. Is this a Westwood Studios joint?
No.
Oh, then my mind has just been blown because that's where I was headed.
Yep.
So it's not going to be Command and Conquer series then, right? It's not going to be that. That was my go-to late 90s era.
Yeah, bad guys are Russian, all that stuff.
Shooting Russian stuff. Yeah.
No, I understand the sensibility, but you are correct. It is not Westwood Studios. It is not Command and Conquer. And you are out of questions, so your final next
thing. I am
out
of questions, so I can, do I still get to guess the name of the game?
Yeah.
All right. It is Wolfenstein 3D.
Let's see. Is that it? Let's find out. No, it is not that. This is StarCraft II Brood War. StarCraft 1, Brood War.
Oh, yes.
And someone did get it in the chat. Tonda Gosa got it. Tonda's smart. He gets things. Tonda got it. Yep. Well done. These are Terrans.
I should have known that.
Terran commanders.
Dissecting a dead in a lab is one thing.
Dead Zerg, he said. I cut that out, though.
Yeah. If you had left the Zerg in there, I would definitely got it.
Yeah.
I knew this was super familiar, but I was feeling like with all the Russian stuff, it had to be Red Alert. But I couldn't remember a cutscene like that. But
they're so poorly animated. They're so bad.
Yeah,
they're really bad. Yeah. Blizzard for all their, and they deserve every accolade they get for cinematics. Now they are the best in the industry, no question. Kind of bar none, they do better work than anyone. But back then, I guess you got to start somewhere. But
you got to start somewhere.
Back in '98, that stuff looked like shit.
Shit.
Even then it looked bad.
Man, that was almost a gimme and I still missed it. I feel bad about that.
No, I don't feel bad. I think you did a pretty good job, and the Command and Conquer thing would have been half the chat said that, so don't feel bad. All right, let's get to yours. This is your clip. What can you tell me ahead of Mike playing it?
Is gonna be hard to guess.
Okay.
Easy good to follow. Luck.
Oh.
It is the it's gonna be on the Genesis Mega Drive from 1991.
Genesis Mega Drive, made by Sega, depending on what region you were in.
Is that your first question?
No, right. Here it is. Genesis is hell already.
Mm-hmm.
That little beep sound is so Genesis. What year was this?
The year 91. Was, what did I say,
91,
yeah.
This is early in Genesis time then.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, dude. Is it part of, is it a Sega property?
Yes, it's a very much a Sega property. And you probably, if you ever played this, you probably played it through emulation. This was on my AmberNIC, and I don't believe it was ever properly released.
You don't think it ever came out? Like,
no, but you probably played it.
I probably played it.
You probably, maybe not, but I think you've probably played it.
Okay.
I've talked about this before.
Really? Okay. It's not. Oh, this will be one of my questions. Is it that Chakar? He looks like Eddie the Beast, and it's because it's the same artist that used to do Eddie the Beast for all the Iron Maiden.
Chakar Noir?
Is that the game? It's not that, is it?
No, it's not.
All right. There goes question number two. Shit. What was that called? Chakan?
I always call it Chakan. I don't know if that's how you say it or not. That's what I always call it.
That's a good guess. All right. That's not it, though.
What if I told you, before you do that third guess, I'm going to tell you it's a Sonic game.
Are you kidding?
I kid you not.
An actual in the Sonic series?
Yes.
Is this Sonic Spinball?
No, but you're in the right vein of it being like not a proper Sonic type thing. Not like left to right runny.
Oh, era. This was the three-quarter view looking thing. What was that called? That was called...
We talked about that on the show, too. We talked about this on that episode, but it's not the one you're thinking of. You're thinking of the Sega Saturn game.
No, different game. There was a Genesis game where you ran around... Shit.
Ran around shit. That's not it.
You ran around three-quarter style. Your character is pre-rendered... Sonic.
I will say that the chat room, someone in the chat room has got it.
Sonic, not boom. Sonic.
Sonic boom.
Sonic bomb.
Sonic balls.
Oh, it is a B word.
Hey, that's shit. Rude.
Shit. Blast. Is it Blast? Sonic Blast.
Sonic Blast. Oh.
3D Blast.
Yes.
Sonic 3D Blast?
Not even close.
Shit. I give up. I don't know.
This is something I ever played until I got my AmberNick RG35XX. It's called Sonic Eraser.
I've never heard
Skits
of this.
Got it in the chat room.
What is it? Let me see here. Skits. Yeah,
it's
there
kind
it is.
Of like a Dr. Mario... or Mean Bean Machine. What is that? It's like almost like a challenge Tetris kind of thing.
Okay.
Sonic Eraser.
But 3D Blast was a game, right?
Yeah, you're right. It was 3D Blast. The one you was thinking about that was the
top down thing. And the Saturn had a version. Yeah. Is that
I think that was the one that was on the Saturn, right?
Okay. So that would have been late Genesis then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just screwed that up.
No, you all did right. Great considering that I pulled this one out, like I said. I didn't until I did my research. I was like, oh, yeah, this is not something that was mainstreamed. It was just something that I played on the AmberNick a lot.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the previous Sonic.
I don't remember episode. That at all. The Sonic. Sorry, what was the name again? Sonic what?
It's Sonic Eraser.
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 No memory of this.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's a simple puzzle game.
Eraser. So it was like. Oh, so you stack now I recognize it. Yeah, it was like there is like a take on Tetris before they just started doing the Puyo Puyo stuff or Puyo, whatever you say it. Oh, yeah. See, Bean Machine was a better game.
Bean Machine, yeah, it was better.
Yeah,
I think that's how he framed it last time.
This is all right, Bean though. Machine. I don't think I have played this. If I have, I don't remember.
Okay.
But I'll have to check it out. All right. It's probably on the ROMs that came over from the China.
Yeah, it was. I'm pretty sure it should be loaded on your AmberNick as well. That's where I would play it at, unless I loaded it up later or something stupid.
All right.
Anything's possible.
Well, there you go. Sonic Eraser, catch it. It's still an awesome game. Not really. I don't know. We do have these though.
Welcome to the treasure room.
This is emails. Time for some emails. We got an email at playretroshow@gmail.com. This is from Pete in North Carolina, who says, "Good morning, guys. Pete. Just a quick question for the show. I'd love to see y'all do a deep dive on some retro golf games. I've been playing Mario Golf 64 on the Switch for weeks now and can't seem to stop. Even beyond that one, there's got to be dozens of great retro golf games out there from the 16-bit era up through the 64. Oh, there's some even good ones on the 8-bit world, buddy. Anyway, just a thought. If you guys have already done a golf episode, I apologize. I must have missed it. And if you're interested, there's a great retro golf game I'm playing on iOS as well called Pixel Pro Golf. Classic retro vibes. Love the show, Pete." So Pixel Pro Golf is actively being played by our community on the Discord. Everybody goes in there every day and compares their scores. It's like Wordle for golf, kind of. Mm-hmm. Golf Wordle, except it's just about making holes and least amount of strokes. This all sounds bad.
All that sounds wrong.
Yeah, none of that sounds
making
right.
Making holes with the least amount of strokes.
But, I mean, what did we cover? We covered some games, golf games. Didn't we do an episode about golf stuff? What did we do? Did we?
I swear, it feels like we have. Like, did we not cover Hot Shots Golf or something like that, or Outlaw Golf? Maybe we just talked about it.
I'm going to look it up. I should have sworn we talked about Hot Shots.
We talked
Mario
about it,
Golf,
in what
Game
context
Boy
did we
Color.
Talk about
it? I swear we did like a golf thing. I thought, right. I swear we did. Hold on. You know what? This is going to drive me crazy, so I'm going to look it up quick. Play Retro Show. Let's do a search. Hold on. Why can't I search this? This is not good. Oh, because this doesn't support that. Oh, that's fantastic.
This doesn't support
that. I love my new host, except some of their stuff's a little weird. It's hard for me to find things. Yeah, Hot Shots we talked about.
Yeah.
I think we did.
I don't think we actually did it proper, though, but we talked about...
Did we talk about sports? Or no, what would it have been?
I don't remember, but we talked about it because we went, did we do a Guess My Game and we talked further about it or something? Maybe we've talked about doing it, but we haven't done a golf proper show that I'm aware of.
Let me see here. Okay. So just manually digging here.
Manual dig.
Mario Kart. Hold on. That's not it. How about this one? River City Ransom, Ape Escape, Conker's Bad.
Chatroom says possibly we did it very early on.
Maybe. This is weirding me out, to be honest, because it feels so much like we did it.
Right.
Let's go to the 10th page. Okay. Let's see. Bomberman, NHL. Well, remember the NHL episode? That was fun.
That was fun.
8, Pitfall, bup it up it up. Nope. If it happened, I'm having a hard time finding it. I know I went on a run for a while where I was all about just getting every golf game I could and retro stuff. And I may just be conflating that because I talked a lot about it. And I think I've talked early show where I get on and go, hey, this week I spent hours trying to find the perfect 16-bit golf game. And here's what I came up with. I think I did a lot of that. So that may be what I'm thinking of. I don't know.
I agree with you.
I can't
I'm doing a find on all sheets.
Yeah, it ain't here, dude. We didn't do it.
It ain't here, man. You could look all you want, but it ain't here.
We should. I'm a massive fan of video game golf.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
I don't even care about real golf, but I love video game golf. Love it. All forms. Serious, simulation, goofy, arcadey, Maro-y. I'll play all that stuff when I can. So is that. At the end of Boop? I don't think so, Jerry. Maybe. But see, I trust Jerry because he never lies to
me. Yeah, we did. We definitely did at the end of Boop. We did some golf games.
Yeah, but not retro stuff, right? Did we do retro?
Yeah, we wouldn't have been talking about it unless we just mentioned it in passing or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all very confusing. The point is, I think that's ripe for the picking. That'd be a lot of fun. I would like that. Send in your messages and let us know what you think. PlayRetroShow@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or text to 801-471-0462, and we'll read it here on the show. Our next game and discussion is going to be Super Mario RPG.
RPG. Not the new one.
Nope. Well, the new one's just a remake. I mean, it's kind of the same, but we're going to talk about the old one. We're going to talk about the SNES game, why it's a big deal, why it got a remake. It isn't simply because of sales. That thing is a beloved classic for about 20 reasons. Yeah. And it's amazing. I've played that game through twice in its original incarnation. Once on a SNES, again on the Mini. And then I got a little ways in on a emulation run that I didn't finish. But it's freaking so great, and we're gonna go into it. We're gonna get into what the hell's going on.
I've only touched it just barely, and I'm very excited about taking a deep dive. And with our long week between, because we did this early, we're gonna be doing our show normal next time, so it's gonna be a good little gap between finally some time to play some Mario RPG.
Yeah, man, put some real hours into that thing. It's awesome.
Yeah,
and I'm really glad for those who got the new one. I've not bitten the bullet on that yet, but I want to. So we'll talk about that. It's very timely because it's all new again for some players. Some people have never played that game and are playing it now on their Switch. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know what some of you think as well. So keep that feedback coming. That's next episode, right? I guess it'll be the first week of December is when that'll be.
Right.
Super Mario RPG.
Super Mario.
It's going to do it. Oh, check this out. Patreon.com/PlayRetro.
Play Retro.
The reason I want to point you over there is because it's how this show gets made. It keeps the lights on here at Play Retro. We can't do it without you. If you can give just a little, that'd be awesome. If you can give more, that's great too. But you'll get benefits for doing it by heading on over to patreon.com/PlayRetro. Especially if you're like, man, I don't want any more ads. You don't get
one ads here.
Never ads. Ad free when you subscribe.
Never ads. Ads free forever.
Forever and ever. Matt, Cordero, Trickster, and Senior Gonzo are just three people who are in our little group of folks, our happy family, who supports us on Patreon. Be like them. and sign up today. I think that's going to do it for us. All roads lead to frogpants.com/playretro. So if you're missing something, just go there. You'll find what you're looking for. All right. That's going to do it for us. For me, for Brian. Oh, and go play something retro. All right, you guys?
Yeah.
Quit sitting Beef around cake. Doing nothing. Go play with something retro, and we'll see you next week.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.